Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes. Wonderful. I must tell you, you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Mildred, and it's good to be on another edition to talk about things that I know is the best things to talk about. Because everything else that we are doing in the world, they all follow after the importance of these things. Because it's like, if you have money, a lot of money, but you're sick, you're not well, and there's not much you can do with money anyway. How good is that to you? And what if you should say, seek to get healthy? And perhaps it doesn't cost you no money to get healthy. Would you prefer to go and get yourself well, not costing you no money? It would mean that you have to get things like good knowledge to know how to treat yourself and stuff like that. You know, and that is what I mean by, you know, it's not like you have to go spend money, a whole lot of money, to buy remedies. It's just that you need to invest your time to gain knowledge how to treat yourself. Well, it is, you know, the same kind of thing I'm talking about. The things that I think about and want to convert myself into. It's not church. It's not A.D. Anadamani. It's not. It's religion, not church. Religious knowledge that the gods, the Elohims, leave in history for us. And I was just thinking about the historic story. History, which means not mythology. It's not fiction. The story of the civilized world is real. It is real. And I want to just tell you this one. Our brain is very, very, very funny and something for us to think about, what our brain is like. We need to understand what our brain is for, what it really, why it is given to us. Why a brain? Do you know how important it is to have a brain? And not just having a brain, but a brain that works well, work good, healthy. Because if your hand is healthy, your hand is not teaching you anything. The hands do stuff that your mind, your brain, tells you to do. And therefore, what I was thinking about a while ago is something relevant to my kind of thinking. And that is the civilized people in the world, or define it a little better, there are two human species in the world. I'm not talking about animals. I'm not talking about apes. I'm talking what we see as upright walking human beings. Two species of these two types of humankind. And you'd have to read The World is a Textbook to see that is true, because otherwise you read a lot of things that are telling you about how many different types, maybe 21 or more species of human. I mean, I beg to say anybody who is talking like that, not reading well. And it doesn't mean that they don't come out of new university. They can, and still don't know that there are two species in the human development. And they are hominid, that species, developed from like 3.5 to 4 million years ago. And that early human-like creature was walking humankind. Okay? So that's one, hominid. And whatever else you hear about what kind of a humankind back millions of years ago are those different sets of human type or the ape-like, the first development, evolution, evolutionary human beginning, right? Hominid. And there are many, I think, quite a bit of what is called subgroups of hominid. Many subgroups. Hominin. Okay? That have been ape-like. That's what the World History textbook says. And I cannot tell you anything else because that's what I read. If you read something else, why don't you tell me? All right. Anybody wants to call into the program, calling, because look, what I'm going to talk about, it's good for just about everybody to take a view, take a good view of what I'm going to say. I'm pretty sure you may not learn this in university or college. But I learned it from just reading. So, you know, that's how I see things when I read. And gather the knowledge of it to help me to live the right way. All right? And so, call me if you want to come in on the program. And I will tell you I will tell you the number now. You can call me 347-850-1358. What I want to tell you as a background to what the show is all about, it's relevant, not going off track. Look at the world around you right now. And, you know, even if you're closing your eyes, you can look at your inner mental, the map, your geographical map in your brain, and think of people that are out there walking up and down doing things, right? Think about the human being that's out there walking around and going on with stuff. Think about them. And think about how they are thinking. What is their agenda? What is their agenda? Now, you have people out there at work, right? People out there doing a lot of things, can call it all just about, you know, working, and a lot of people out there are sleeping because now it's nighttime some places, and right now this is like evening time, coming down to, you know, a little after 4 o'clock p.m., 4 p.m. now. Some people out there, you know, in different type of a life state of consciousness. right? They're doing different things. All right, but their agenda, though, their general agenda. Well, some people probably coming from church or going to church and all those kind of stuff. So you think of the diverse things that people are thinking all around the globe. Now, one of the common places that people go to is church. People are concerned about church rhetoric, right? And the reason for that is because this modern culture that we are in, do you know why they call it modern? Think about this, because I am uncivilized thinking and behavior. I am anti-Christ. I am anti the God in the Bible. I'm not making I'm not making no joke about that. And it is not usual to hear somebody come out, tell you about these negative stuff, about these things that are usually considered positive. Because I grew up in a church, and back in the time when I grew up in the church, I never thought the way I do now. However, you are to know that I wasn't reading and trying to find out anything when I was a kid growing up in church. Neither when I lived to become an adult. I wasn't reading either to find out anything different from what I believe. No, I didn't. All right. I'm trying to tell you something that exists in our vista all around us. We see people that clearly people moving around are having a common purpose of life and doing things to support life in one way or the other. Right? However, what we see in the present may seem like it only belongs to the present, but that's not true. So what I'm talking about is what we are not paying attention to. Right? I want to say hello to people in Netherlands. I was just reading today that a big percent of the people in Netherlands did not born there. They come from outside. And I want to say hello to the people of the Netherlands, because I noticed that Netherlands has people who are not into uncivilized thinking. Put it that way. They are not into uncivilized thinking. I just since I am paying attention, find out that Netherlands is a European country. It doesn't have a lot of people as far as I can see. Let's see. Let me check on something. Okay, so it's good I check and have a good recall. Population. Netherlands, population of Netherlands. Okay, the population of Netherlands. I was going wrong. It's a good thing I'm checking what I'm saying. Population of Netherlands. Population in Netherlands is expected to reach 17.60 million. That's quite a bit of people in Netherlands. By the end of 2021, according to the Trading Economics Global Macro Models and Analysis Expectations. In the long term, the Netherlands, wonder why they call it Netherlands. It's almost it almost spell like Neanderthals, like N-E-A-N-D-E-R. It's kind of a close like to me. Netherlands and Neanderthals. Neanderthals and the Netherlands, it probably don't sound all that, but it begin to bring up when it says Netherlands and Neanderthals. Okay, all right. Well, my focus is on Netherlands, and I'm not talking about Neanderthals right now, so I'm not concerned with Netherlands, with the Neanderthals. The population of Netherlands is expected to reach 17.60 million. And I think that's a lot of people, because where I come from, Jamaica, is just like about at maybe a few years gone by in the 3 million, right? And I understand lately that it shrink, that number shrink, that it's no longer like no 3 million people in Jamaica, because a lot of people have migrated out and stuff like that. But they say, but they are breeding is still going on. People are still having children, but they say this, but, you know, the number come down. We're not 3 million anymore. And, you know, it might be true. I didn't check anything else, but relying on what one person who seemed to be conscious enough to, you know, to can say something that you pay attention to. So I don't know if it's true, but I have to take that and in reserve. So what I'm trying to say to you is that it says Netherlands population is projected trend around 1780 million in 2022. So they think it's going to go up some, you know, this year. And 18 million, it would go up to 18 million in 2023, according to our economic model. So more and more people are coming into the world. Take away those that are dying every day, but birth rate is climbing. All right. So I want to say hello to the people of the Netherlands, right? Because I think there are people there listens to my show, and I want to recognize that I see the interest there in becoming advanced thinker of the human world, you know, whatever else you are interested in, you know, it's all up to, you know, your choice of information. But the information I talk about, I consider it beyond gold, okay? You cannot compare gold or silver or bronze to this stuff I'm talking about, because I'm actually talking about our mental development and how we are impacted by the history of the past that tells us who we are, and be not carried away by a system that pollutes the civilized world. That's a fact. The only time you feel ashamed to say stuff like what I'm talking about is when you just don't know enough about it. And of course, it is not something you can just snap your finger and you know about the civilized world. And key points that keeps our minds knowing the distinction between that and this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes. Because the less you know about something or someone, you're prone to either to win or to lose. And in this case, the way you can lose, you better know the things that keep your mind tuned to right knowledge. And it's not difficult to do that. If you have an interest in knowing specific things, you know what I mean? So I have an interest in people who are like-minded, and I am not going off into anything negative at all. If anybody is making something positive for themselves but affect you in a negative way, who is losing? You're losing. When somebody is taking something positive out of you, like, you know, your you are doing something that other people come in and begin to like make good of it. But why they are making good of it, that they are reducing what you're supposed to be having, right? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, or somebody recruits you into something and you think it's good, it's not good. But you don't know that. So that's how confusing our world is. And we grow up and see it. Like I grew up and know about Christmas and Easter. And there were never a time that someone tell me that opportunity never come. Nobody told me that Christmas was not good. And that's terrible. That's awful. You know what I mean? for somebody to live and not know that something you believe to be good in your society is not good, and you never know all of your life. I mean, most people dead and don't know. I'm lucky that I come to read and find out that Christmas is a criminal thing. Christmas, like Christmas and Santa Claus is equivalent. None of them is better than the other. Right? And when you read about Christopher Columbus and the New World, criminal information as well, because none of us need to know about Christopher Columbus except for the fact in this AD Anno Domini time or era, we when we hear about Christopher Columbus, we get an impression like it's a positive thing, but it's not. Christopher Columbus is a part of the destruction of the civilized world, right? And if you don't move around, or like you're listening to this program, where I am somebody who grew up in church and don't know those things. So when I started to read now as an adult and see these things, I have to talk about it. And I talk about it like, okay, this is the only knowledge I know to be true. And I don't, I had time to consider whether what I'm reading in World History textbook is the right information. I do that by looking at other things that I have read, and also pay attention to things that people say about what they know. So all that helps. You know, listen to other people as well and see, do they know something beyond what you know? So I am someone who want to know. You know, you have something good you have to say, tell me, I want to know. But I am going to be like somebody, like a wristwatch, you know, timepiece. Tradesman. You know, if you bring gold, come to him, some jewelry or something like that, I'm supposed to be, have gold in it and stuff. You know, they know to test and find out if it's gold for real. So the way we grow up in this AD Anno Domini, in the Christmas era, it is a brainwashing. Just like, oh, you grow up a child, and what you do is what the child learns. You see? And the child will grow up like that, only think of what they see, hear, and learn. And no anything else. And that's exactly the way I grew up, my brothers and sisters grew up, and the people around me in the vicinity where I grew up and move around. Everybody believe in Christmas as a good thing. Now, it so happens that I cannot live my life anymore disregarding this, what you call now, this contrast, the contrast between AD and BC. I cannot live and ignore what it is, because if it was difficult for me to, as someone who never read all that well from morning, however, now I can read a lot higher than fourth grade level, which is what I read from, you know, from, say, age 7 right on up till I'm age 27. I wasn't reading to understand anything in the world that I don't know about. And what I know about in the world is the church. And nothing else entered into my brain as the truth. The truth of anything else, you know, about the world, never enter into my brain. Christmas and Easter, you know, the days of the week, yeah, and the month of the year, stuff like that. But even to know those things don't really bring civilized knowledge to us. You see what I mean? No. Those are elements that you need to know, yeah, because it is a portion of knowledge that exists. And they just extract those things and that's all you know. You don't know anything else. Nobody told me that there is a solar calendar different from moon calendar. And just like we're saying, Christmas and Easter is not a religious thing. But we do think it is, because it's telling us about Jesus died for us. How vicious it is for somebody to tell you a lie like that about Adam and Eve in a garden, and at the same time, they are using your history that says something else, and they are writing a Bible to tell you the lie about, you know, because they want to, your psychological brain, and they are telling you that lie. Now, if you're out there and you're listening to me, how can you sense when I'm telling you something that is true? How can you? Can you tell when you're listening to something that is true? And when I say that is true, something you can figure out is true when somebody is talking, because it's based on what they say. But it's not everything people are saying. You will conclude that it is true. However, by having a sense of words, it helps us to identify when you can conclude that something is true, somebody is saying. You know what I mean? Now, only so we will be on our own, responsible, and stay away from corruption. Corruption in the world. All right. So the reason why I bring this up is the fact of how harmful it is for us to believe in the Bible when the Bible is not a civilized book. The Bible is for the first criminals that spring up in the world? And how did the first criminals spring up in the world? Come through humanity. And what part of humanity criminals come from? They come from the first type of humanoid, right? And the way that the criminality come about is a story that we all need to know. If we don't know how criminality and what they call sin come into the world, we are doomed, and our quality life is not going to be what it's supposed to be. You know, we can't be, I mean, I am believing the lies about the Bible and Jesus from a child. And when I learned to read a little better, it didn't just take away the delusion from my mind about Jesus and he died on a cross. It didn't. It took a long time for me to read. Well, I wasn't taking a class. Nobody wasn't teaching me. It's a matter of I have to take it upon myself to start reading materials. And you have to know the difference between when you're reading something that the criminals put into society. And if you read about the greatest library in Alexandria, Egypt, I don't know if you have ever read about that, but if you didn't, you need to read about it. Google it, and you can find information on the greatest library in Alexandria, Egypt, that the criminals burn down to the ground and stole books that they should not have taken. They stole books. And their objective was to destroy the real proper knowledge of history that tells us exactly who we are. And therefore, when they went to write the Bible, say 325 AD in Iznik, Turkey, they had a lot to go on. Because they already do things they should not have done, like interbreeding with our species, like I said, two human species on the earth. And it's hominid and homo sapien. The African people that we know today includes Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, and you know, Near Eastern people and stuff. You have the Aborigines, Indians, and you have Arawak Indian. There are quite a bit of, not species, but hybrid is a central name to all of us. All of us have hybrid as a quality or type, right? We are hybrid, all right? Where we vary as ethnic people is in the area of groups, subgroups, like Indian, Chinese, and as I named them a while ago, and those that I miss, you probably know them. Yes. There is little some difference there, right? That make Chinese, Indians, and stuff. But we belong to the same hybrid blood, and coming from Homo sapien. Homo sapien root. All right? What happened is that these hominid that developed into, a little higher than where they started, they still remain hominid species. But the hominid have different subgroups, right? They brought about subgroups. So we, as African ethnic people, we have subgroups. The Indian, the Chinese, and so forth and so on. Right? But we belong to the same blood. And the creators make different types. You know, create different types. And here we are today, interbreed, Chinese and Indians and Hispanics and Arabs and all of that. Interbreed. All right. We, who, as ethnic group, we don't hurt each other, do we? No, we do not. You don't see the Chinese are kill off the Indians, them are kill off anybody else, or vice versa. You don't see that. You don't see that. And if you see some of that attempt to drift in that direction, it never happened until these humanoid sodomites, homosexuals, until they begin to do evil. So the first evil that they do, these, now we're talking about what we call Caucasian people. I mean, all along now, we don't really know who the Caucasian people are. We only know they are Caucasian and stuff like that. But you don't see nobody come out and identify the history that speak about them. You don't hear that, no. And there's a reason why. You don't hear nobody going off into that. It is a strategy on society that these white people strategized long before we came about. When I say we came, we did not come about, I don't mean that we did not exist. We don't exist as long Homo sapien people don't come along millions of years ago. Homo sapien came about in the World History textbook here, came about 200,000 years ago. But Homo sapiens, I'm talking about the subgroups. No, Homo sapiens came about 250,000 years ago. That's the chronology in which the World History textbook, now when I'm talking about National Geographic World History textbook, is one of the major edition, right, of the top edition of World History textbook, right? So very reputable World History textbook tells us the chronology in which the hominid began to evolve some 3.5 million to 4 million years ago. Okay? And they remain mute, naturally mute, for all those years until the Homo erectus is a subgroup of the species hominid, Homo erectus. It is not a direct species. It is a subgroup of hominid. The book says it. All right. So they've been around millions of years, and then I'm saying the second human species is, according to the World History textbook, Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens. Okay? And Homo sapiens produce a subgroup, two subgroups. That's what the book says. And that's the Neanderthals. These white people now don't want to tell you that they interbreed up with the Neanderthals, which is a subgroup of Homo sapien that come aboard 250,000 years ago. But everything happened within the time, the functionable time, where these hominid leave Africa and migrate into Europe and Asia. And while they were there 1.5 million years ago now, is during that time that the Homo sapien gave birth to the two subgroup, Neanderthals first, okay, and then Homo sapiens after. So what these white people, Homo erectus, what they did while they are up into Europe and Asia, they accost, yes, they accost the Neanderthals and make them their fucking partner. And interbreed up with them, according to the book, 40,000 years. 40,000 years. These white people interbreed the new species of Homo sapien. They don't want the world to know that because they're too exalted. Because of that very, very fact that I am telling you. Read it in the book. I wouldn't be sitting here telling you that because, you know what, if I am not crazy yet. If I ever will, if I am destined for my head to just go off on me, it doesn't happen yet. What I'm sure you can go read and see what I'm telling is true. Right now, I'm not gone. No joke about that. I'm cognizant, and my cognition is right now keeping record as good as I am able to tell you now, right? And I challenge you to go read on The World is a Textbook, and you will see what I'm telling you. It's true. It's different from what we grew up in as Christmas and Easter and all these, you know, these different characters, you know, from Europe. These criminals, they are the criminals that bring evil into the world because they never spoke. All the millions of years that they are evolved, they never spoke a language, nothing. But they have it sense to survive. Like just as the animals, even eat each other and stay alive. I don't know if they were eating each other anyway. I'll never make that remark at all, right? But clearly, they are the only set of human-like people we know are uncivilized when it comes to sexuality. They don't know. They don't have any. They don't know designation or classification within themselves as like nature of a woman or of a man. To them, they are one and the same. Okay? These white people, they are one and the same. And the reason why you see them today behaving like they may not altogether that, it is since they came about and turned the African people upside down, interbreed with us when we had just about not much control over ourselves. And we dumb go astray. That is what I'm reading. Okay? That's what went on. That's what happened in our past. That's the reason why we see the world as it is right now. And these faggot white people take over every meaningful thing on the planet. Now, what, when I see this, what do you think I'm supposed to do? I went to school, adult school, and read high school. I'm not reading fourth grade level. I'm reading enough to understand certain things that are right according to history of the past and what's wrong. You think I'm to sit here and do all things, breathe the breath of life, and allow these faggot white people to come and take over the world, take over government and everything that been here, and we are reading the Elohim their bequeath to civilization. They brought civilization here. Because these folks who are up in Europe 1.5 million years ago, they were the first. The Elohim never came to earth yet. No. They did not. No, they did not. 450,000 years ago, they came to earth. But then 1.5 million years from, before their time until the gods, they spent all of that time here. The whole lot of time that. I mean, all that is almost 250,000 the gods they spent here. So it goes to show you that what I am saying here as to what happened, why the human world is in the shape it's in, and where it comes to government, all of that is ruined, as it were, ruined in the context of being functional. We don't have the right government functioning because of these sodomites that I'm talking about. Okay? And the fact that they were unable to be troubled to anything on planet Earth, all those 3.5 million years went by, okay, or at least a good 2 million years went by before they left Africa and go up into Europe. So I'm focusing on this 1.5 million years when they left Africa, which is where they develop, evolve. They go up into Europe. After they went up into Europe 250,000 years ago, the new human species came about and produced the Neanderthals as a subgroup, right? And they interbreed up the Neanderthals. Today, right, it is listed as 40,000 years they live and interbreed up with the Neanderthal. They were making darn sure that they lose their monkey face, because that's what it says. They are coming from ape-looking, first upright walking men, human, okay? So this is what happened. They don't look like no monkey face anymore. They don't have no monkey face no more, on flat face man of Kenya. All that is done with, because they, they fuck it out of the Homo the Neanderthals, Homo sapiens. Today they don't want to tell. They don't want to tell the world that the Neanderthals, that they fucked up for 40 years and look like better human, like more human, more dressed human than their body, their face. They look more sexy and stuff like that. They look like the Homo sapien now. White people look like Homo sapien, the Neanderthals. Nice up, they look like, you know, the rest of us that are Homo sapien. Because they interbreed up so much until we think it's all natural to interbreed with them like you're eating mango off a tree. You see? But the thing is, we are so backward that we don't look on the things that they do. You know what I mean? Because they get our blood and start to talk. They didn't get it from the Neanderthals. They get it from the Homo sapiens sapiens. That's where they get it. And they turn us fool. We don't know what they do. So they can give us the church, take away our character and our identity. Anything, that's the way it is right now. That's the way it is right now. Okay? They take anything away from us and fool us that they have law that they make. They can't make no law. For crying out loud, they make all sorts of stuff to disguise what they have done to us. And we are here praising Jesus. They fucked out Jesus. Jesus never exists. But they can exist anything. You know what I mean? Under the circumstance that nobody appears to know what happened. Nobody don't know what happened. I am here talking the way I'm talking here. And they would turn off my mic because they have all the sense now to do technological stuff. How did they get it? How did these people for millions of years couldn't speak? They didn't have a tongue that could make a word. They don't know nothing. And it is this interbreeding with Homo sapien by hominid species. And they would like to muddy up the situation of the civilized world. And they can write, because look, like I said to you, they never spoke after 40 years fucking up the Neanderthal Homo sapiens. Okay? They never talk because Neanderthal was not talking. They didn't talk. But they were very smart. They are called wise human. But the hominid Homo erectus, they never spoke. They make stone tools too. But they were graded as the second development of humanity. And while the species of the Homo sapien was the third level human development, right? So when the Neanderthals went off and mingled now with these sodomites who can't talk but make stone tools just like them, it's like they don't talk. They couldn't talk because, like I said, the Homo sapien Neanderthals never spoke. Now, they are writing about Cro-Magnon people who spoke to each other right within the time when I am telling you 1.5 million years they go into Europe and Asia, and when 200,000 years ago, Homo sapien Homo sapien species and the Homo sapien put forth the subgroup Neanderthals. They don't talk. Okay? But these hominid white people interbreed with them. This different strange species for 40,000 years, that's a long time. So that's why they no longer look like apes. But they want to tell us that human being started out by here, but they're not making the difference between themselves and Homo sapiens. They are hominid and we are Homo sapiens, and only two subgroups of us. And they fucked up the Neanderthals 40,000 years, and then they were right on time to meet us when we complete, when we were created now, the Homo sapiens, subgroup now, created by the Elohim in Africa. So the history here is there to like tell us exactly what transpired on this planet. Okay? But just as you see there, these white people are, you know, they are expert at fucking each other's ass. And now they come to know law because they come and get our blood and able to learn a lot of things from us. And this is what we are saying. Because we go out of the way, we're paying for it, that they come to learn and know stuff we don't even know. We were not supposed to be in this position, but history is showing us what happened. Okay? And we have the ability to turn around. We have enough awareness in our brain. The names? Cerebrum and cerebellum in our brain. We are far beyond these white people, even though they interbreed and get our blood and begin to talk. We are beyond them, way beyond them. And if we are not beyond them, well, why won't they come up and talk? Well, those who like talk to me, they're no match at all, because whatever they know is foolishness. You know, I'm not talking about mathematics or something like that. Oh no, they have a lot of education that is commendable, and I don't envy that they can talk. But the means by which they can talk cannot be commended, because it's a criminal act. They committed criminal acts against our species. We didn't turn around on them and try to screw their species. No. We didn't. And why it's wrong? It's wrong because your brain provides distinction for us. They don't possess the distinction that we have naturally. And no matter how they interbreed with us, they don't get that depth of distinction from us. They can talk, yes, and learn mathematics and stuff like that, and learn to thief and do all kind of criminal stuff. They don't have the thing, because you don't see us go out and talk about we are a superpower and stuff like that. You don't see that. And we trying to kill them out because we don't want them around. You don't see none of that. So how is it that they who couldn't talk and we who are created talking babies, fertilization in vitro, they were not. Hominid did not speak at all. Neither when they were just infant or when they millions of years, they never talked. Okay? And they make stone tools. We never make stone tools. We make bronze. You see what I mean? All right.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that the creation story of creating hybrids and ethnic group of people is right in front of our eyes. It's not a lie. It's true. Now, are we going to be able to say that, oh, we don't come from nowhere? No. And who are we going to just evolve? And these hominid, I mean, it's been evolving almost 4 million years. And what did they change to? No, even if they develop a little reason and stuff like that, but they'll never be able to make bronze. They didn't make bronze. And what I'm trying to tell you right now is that what I'm saying has to be strange to a lot of people, but remember, I'm telling you, it's strange to me too. And I'm telling you the way I grew up in church and stuff. I ain't making up no story that sounds good to anybody. I'm not making up no story. I'm telling you, and I'm glad that I live to gain this development. I don't have anything else to do besides talk it and tell you. And if you can see light into what I'm saying, well, let that light be yours. Because I ain't charging nobody to tell them. You see what I mean? No, and I don't think like anybody out there is mighty enough to say, well, boy, you have to stop it, you know. Because words are what control the forces of nature, and as much as we will understand it. And nobody cannot tell you that you must cease and desist something when they can't give you reason that prove you should stop it. Like you said, there is law. We have government law, and our law said this and that. All right, you should be able to tell where, you know, what is the foundation of that, your law, or your government and stuff like that, because we have a history that is written that outline how civilization started on the earth. These white people don't have anything to show you how they start civilized life on earth. As a matter of fact, the reason why they never talk for millions of years, and it is when they decide to interbreed with our species, they do it. We have the fact to show. It's what they did. And the time when they began to talk after they interbreed up our people, it all boils down to they are a different species from us who had no right to invade us and destroy the actual brain power that we have. Because that's what they do. Why today we celebrate Jesus, you know, and it never happened. I'm reading in the Bible now and see all the lies where Jesus tell his father, pray to his father, and lie, not no gospel. These white fucking ass white people, they have the liberty to tell these lies because of what transpire when they interbreed with our people. They can tell any lie and invent any foolishness, take away anything from us, and we don't know what they did. And even when we see them with what is ours, we don't know. So we turn idiots. That's where we are, because there's just no way we would be out of our minds. We could not be in our minds and don't know what they did in Palestine. Why we don't know what they do in Palestine? And it's them who's carrying on this bogus Jesus thing until this day for 2,000 years. They go into the Middle East and set up all kind of thing in a Palestine and say it's Jesus birth, Jesus tomb or Mary tomb and all those kind of stuff. And we don't know it's a lie. And oh, a lot of black people are praising God and thank God for Jesus, who sent Jesus to die for this sin. Even though they go to school and learn to read, they still don't know that they're reading lies. Wise men following a star. That Read Matthew 2. That's the story. Read it. And you'll find out. I find out that I've been reading the Bible for years and years and didn't see that I'm reading lies and didn't know it. I'm talking about me. But when I began to read seriously, because that consciousness came into my head, to read and notice the words I'm reading, that was when my life changed. Look at words and know what you're reading, man. You see, so you can be doing sophisticated work, you know, in science, at law and stuff like that. You have lawyers who is reading words in the Bible and don't see it's a lie. That he's reading about the creation of God and his son, heaven and earth, and don't see nothing don't go so. No God don't, no curse, no Adam and Eve in any garden, and no Jesus was ever predestined to come and die for the sins of the world. Those things never happen. I mean, never happen. How can those things never happen and people are reading, graduating out of university and everything like that, and can't see, say, no, there is no world that produces those actions. We have a world that produces these hominids that evolve, and millions of years later, they come by a different species and began to fuck them. Okay? That's what we know in the world history textbook. It's not mythology. The evidence is all around us to see those things are true. All right? You got the Bible that these fuckers of ass write and talk about Jesus come after Adam and Eve and God fell out and stuff like that. You read all those stories and you find out, you know, read with some technical sense and you find out those things are not true. God is supposed to be perfect and, you know, don't do no wrong over there. On the next page, God is a devil that do everything wrong. That's what you see in the Bible. That God and his son make agreement and then they forget that they make an agreement and therefore Jesus will do one thing and God will say another thing and all those kind of stuff. We don't understand that these people, these white people, they don't know the difference between an anus cavity and a vagina cavity. White people don't know that difference. They don't know that difference. And they don't say, you see, they used to say in Europe, you know, these white people used to stay in Europe 1.5 million years. We don't have any record that they go anyplace else except, like, you know, around Asia and Eurasia and stuff like that. I mean, what do we read about them for all that space of time? Not talking about 2 million years prior to that. We're talking about the 1.5 million years where they spent up in Europe after they left Africa. What do you read about them that they did? Make some tools, right? Because that's what they did and use it for making a living, right? They do that. But you don't read about them and nobody until they find the Neanderthal and start fucking them and get babies. And for 40,000 years, they're turning into a different type of character. And now they are able to do devastation to civilized life. And that's what they began to do. They are hominid. They don't talk. They never talk naturally at all. So the talk where them attack right now is done unnatural. And it's the reason why they're destroying the planet with everybody on it. Okay? And everything they have there now about God and Jesus, those are things that are unnatural evil. You see? What they're talking, don't subscribe to the civilized world that the God set up. And law and order, king, law codes and stuff like that. You don't see what these, white fucking ass people are doing. They are commanding the African people to forget who they are. Forget that you're heterosexual. Okay? Because now we are reconstructing you to fuck ass. That's what the Bible is about. So you go to church and you think that church is a nice thing. I mean, why church was not before Christ? It shows you that Christ don't really exist, but they make a Christ. And if you go back in history and see where things are coming from, you'll find out even slight wind blow with any Jesus, with any Christ. Because you will read it and see in time, there was no Christ back here, so, but up here, so, Christ come about. How it come about? Nobody now give account for that. Just believe. Just believe. Okay? Just believe. If you can't say the difference between tangible and intangible, you're done. You're just done. And it's the Bible that bring our brain adjusted to view only tangible or only intangible. But we can't use both to distinguish between this and that. So anytime are able to read and don't have any no belief system about us, just read stuff. If you want to find out the truth, know what you're reading. And it's not everything you're reading is going to be true. And you will have to, you know, use your sift and sift what is right from what not right. Your knowledge of words is supposed to do that. Words are never going to know you. You have to study words. So my thought that I had coming on the show, keying on what has transpired and people who come along and just learn what society has popular or trend, and never been able to see whether or not you should be making a choice between what is right from what is not. You see? And the confusion build up from one generation to the other. You see what I mean? And if you happen to see a picture of the past, you know, you might happen to read it and get to know about the past that we today we know about BC, AD. You are able to see that the past was different, and let's say you start to think about those things and adjust your life to be one that is illuminated because of what you have read and understand, and you begin to make use of what you understand from what you read. All right. You start to have some children and you begin to grow them up a certain kind of way. People begin to notice that your children are, you know, in It's kind of different. Because you begin to teach them a way to think, a way to behave. And some of these people think that, oh, you all think that you're better than other people and all that. You see what I mean? Because they don't understand. And you don't do them anything that's wrong. You're kind and respectful, but yet because you're not laying down with them and catch their fleas, they don't like you. Okay? These Sodomite white people that I am telling you about, they decided they have taken over the world, and with their AD and Adamani that they invent. You see, because just as how they feel like it's okay to fuck the cavity of the asshole, that is how these white people, and it doesn't, there's no exemption among them as far as I know, except they really come out and show you that they are an exemption. They are not like the rest. But apart from that, they are a culture, and that's who they are. So no matter how they are here under Christianity. White people are about Christianity. Roman Catholic, these are all professional criminals, batty fuckers. And who they are after is the African people, because we are a threat to them. We don't do them anything, but we are a threat to them. And they claim that they are going to they take over the world. And I was looking on how much they have taken over the civilized world. They never liked the civilized world to begin with, because they began to learn from their interbreed, and a lot of their generation come up and speaking and can read. They come into our institution and educate themselves. So you don't know how white people leave from mute hominid to now talking. All right? And they make all kind of name, and we don't know when they talk about Yamnaya culture and all kind of other subgroup. We don't know where it come from. But it's easy for me to know now, because I trace them. And making the distinction between a species and a subgroup or subgroups, you know where to find who. You know who is civilized from who is not civilized. You know where they come from. Because you don't look on ethnic people and call them gay. No. And you don't call them European kind of name. No. But you see, you can't help when them take your name like Romans and carry it, go use it like, say, a Fidem name that. And they use that to gain preeminence in the world. From the instance of time, I begin to read the World History textbook and read that story and just as it were, lament that nobody has never told me this story about the king in Italy that they overthrow with a coup. First time I read that. And it's only because I know that world history is not a novel, you know, it's not mythology, and realize that this was a real story. Okay? And like I say, I graduate a paralegal with high school. So I know, look at something, you know, I'm not big up there, but look, you just can't fool me with this. You see what I mean? I can go into a court of law and hold my own and know legal boundaries if the judge said, no, you can't do that. I know what the judge is saying. And I can feign like I'm going to break the rule and just swerve away. You know, and when the adversary may be looking and thinks, see, I'm going to catch him now. They're not catching me, because I know when I get word instruction, I know exactly, I can come close and don't violate. But they will think that, oh, here he goes, like I'm going to mess up. That has happened to me already. I have experience with that. I'm not just telling you a joke. I'm serious. If we allow these white people now that we see almost take over the world and use them Cleave Bubble, A.D. and Adamany law, and I can read and know, say, it don't stand on anything that is based up on authentic law on planet Earth. There's nothing they can do. Nothing these white people can do to say they have a right to be doing the kind of stuff they do. Go fight war and all this kind of stuff on our territory? No. These guys that are fighting wars and killing the black people, they might do it like say, okay, they have a right to do it. They have license to do it. Where do they get it from? The point is, you can't fool me. And it's the reason why, if nobody else is going to do it, I'm doing it. I'm saying, white people, they are batty fuckers. They're my Christian. Get out. Because they sit here like, oh, I mean, this is our country. This is our country. I'm saying, all right. I'm waiting on the EF5 tornadoes. I'm waiting on it because I know they're coming. Really? So I'm telling him, get out. Get out of our territory. Fire is going to come and burn him up. All kind of stuff going to come down and burn up. Because the gods didn't leave faggot people here to run the world as government. No. So these hominid people, the way they come to talk and come to be talking about, they are emulating the laws that the gods put here for us and we can't use it. They make up something else. I can only sit here and tell you what I come to read, what I find out, and that no African ethnic people are under a government, because the only government for African people, hybrid people, is just the one that came to earth, it says, lowered down to earth. All of what we are doing here on earth with technology and stuff like that, the knowledge was lowered from above. Nibiru came to South Africa and been there some 250,000 years before mankind was created with the blood of the gods and able to spread the knowledge that came from above to us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are here, the history tells us, to emulate the government of Nibiru heaven. We are the king. Anu of heaven and earth have sent the people from above to come here. And we see what they have done. We cannot, we must not, as soon as we know, we are responsible to drive the church out, to drive all of the sodomites them out. Them and all what they have here, and we can afford to say, well, then take your nasty nonsense and go to Europe with it. We have mouth to say that. We have sense to stance what we know is true. That's all there is to it. We don't need to think that it is impossible to get these white, fucking white, historic hominids, Homo erectus, out. Where they talk, where they are saying they take over, they overcome us and take control of us. So is the person with the army, you know, equipment, they have a right to go anywhere and overthrow other people. That's what they think. That's not true. They can't come and talk by this means of destroying our species and tell us that, yes, they are using this very sense that they get from the blood that them get out of us with this interbreeding and destroy us with it. And nonetheless, we will never know any better, and we have to yield to them. But that's not the case. The knowledge that we have is superior to what they have. Because it's not what they have in the Bible as a God. And ask them to prove what they must say. Ask them to prove what they must say. They can't. You see what I mean? So they will only have a chance if all of us are mute and dumb. Like what they were. But as long as we can get up to the level of understanding to, like, point out to them, say, hey, this jurisdiction don't belong to you. Once we can do that, we can point out what is government, what is law, and where it's coming from. And they are coming from being mute and decide to not go and fuck their own subgroup. Go fuck your own subgroup. That's not what they did. That's not what they did. They turn on the Homo sapien and then lie about it. That's what they're good for. Like, you see, they make up a Bible and lie about every dust of what they're talking about, creation of God. Nothing don't go like that. Ask them about it and they cannot answer you, these fucking idiots, and want to tell us that we are violating their place here, you know, where they come and take over from us. We don't have any place. Not one place, not two place, not three place. But we were passing them up there when we, 100,000 years ago, when they couldn't talk. Remember, they never interbreed yet. Okay? They never interbreed with the Neanderthal yet, 100,000 years ago. So you understand now by the time that they interbreed up with the Neanderthal 40,000 years. I mean, how many thousand years left for them to pursue the interbreeding? All right, here we coming out, and they begin to take our people and drag them off in a steppy grass and go fuck them out and you know, like in what one of the steppy they call Pontic, south of Europe. They have time to do that, to interbreed and raise up a generation that speak and call them Yamnaya, and then Cro-Magnon. Those two names they make up to cover up the way they come to talk. They don't want to say it's interbreeding. They are making up a fake species named Cro-Magnon. But this other one, Yamnaya culture, they're telling you a different story about that. You see? So they are saying now Cro-Magnon begin to talk to each other and stuff like that. We are the Cro-Magnon today. It's them, same one, right up in our face. They are Cro-Magnon, these white people. You see, who are talking white people, who couldn't talk for over almost four million years, but now they're talking. And we, African people, don't know how. Why we don't know how? It's in the world history textbook. It is there to see the sequence of time, you know, when they are doing things. You can't go out of the sequence of time, right? So that's what is in the world history textbook. Okay? These fat-out white people, they're not going to stay here because we're going to pray to our gods. You know? We're going to tell our gods that, you know what happened to us. And the only thing we can do now, you know, is repent and turn around and do the right thing. It's not church. We don't have church in no history of the ethnic people. Nowhere the hybrid people have any history that tells us that we have these kind of stuff that honest fucking people make and come and talk about they're going to rule us. Like I say, it's words that destroy. Okay? And if you're talking the truth, it's going to destroy the lie. As long as you're not chasing a little lie around us up. You know what I mean? Now, if you know that I'm serious about what I'm saying, what are you going to do with it? What do you think you can do with me if you cannot present any fact at all that is going to disprove what I am saying? You better find your way out, because you can't change the truth. What these people are doing to us in our territory is simply because, as you can see what I'm saying, we look. 100,000 years is a long time ago. And that's when some of our people, after we were just 100,000 years old from when we were created. Right? And then, as you can see, why? After 100,000 years. But that's what it says. It works out. We were developing up for the first 100,000 years. And then they were there, to see us migrating out. And that's where they get the chance now to get a hold of us, the criminals. I don't see our people go trying to beg them anything. We are smart and sensible and know where we are going. But I know, as you can see, it's not a lot of us develop to handle these people who now have a lot of experience and being able to talk. They were automatically ahead of us in a lot of ways. That's how they come in and educate themselves. And it is written in the world history textbook. But it's just that they go on so ferocious. I mean, the kind of ferocity that they are depending on. And because they have weapons. Because they have weapons. They are depending on that because they don't think anything is going to happen to them outside of you coming with weapon. And they have enough of that. They have enough of that. But the point about it is this. Any one of us turn our minds back to the gods. And I talk about like some of us who are in the church. You cannot be in Christianity and talk about the Elohim gods and what they have done. And like, he bless you and he this you and that. No, it's not them. Because you would know what a church is moreover, to go into a church if you were knowing the Elohim by history, because which other way you're going to know them? And by the power of nature, yeah, you can identify with them and what you see around you that they have done. But I am saying that these sodomite people, if you refrain, stop believing and get knowledge on who you are and who you're supposed to behave like, who you're supposed to think and behave like, you will be all right. You don't need to be afraid of them, because they and their weapon will all perish. Will all perish, because if they managed to turn us fool over the past 300,000 years. You know, they got ahead of us and stuff like that. But my friends, the truth is different from lies, okay? And, I mean, I don't have anything to protect me except the truth. That's a fact, okay? So they have a lot to deal with, because whenever the tornado is going to come and liquidate them, they can't stop that. And reading the World History textbook, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them establish religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. If you believe in the Bible and a God of the Bible and Satan and stuff like that, you don't have anything inside of you to protect you. Unless you're for real reading, or whatever way that you get the truth, you are beyond. These are the people who are reverent and all this kind of stuff. They are blind. People who say they are Christians are blind. You don't have any words there that's telling you. No words that tell you Christianity is a divine institution. You see what I mean? But these white people, they have all kind of different ways to route things that, if you don't really get to know the historic knowledge, they're gonna keep you open in Christ until you're dead. That's what's gonna happen. I am saying to you, if you have the truth, these folks will run from you. They will run from you, because it is the gods that will protect their own. When we find a need to honor the things of the gods, okay? When they have this capital G-O-D God in a Bible and they tell you about a spirit God and stuff like that, these people, their mind is between their crutches, okay? And they are into flesh that fail, okay? And if you want to recognize and identify the gods that cause life to exist here for us, then that force is going to protect you. But you can't be straddling the fence and get protection. No, because it's a spiritual force that you've got to have inside of you, the purity of your mind. Dr. Martin Luther King, they call him doctor, because these white people institution give him that opportunity. And then you feel like, oh, you're getting education and it's all right. No, you need education, but you must get education on the right premise. These people got education from us because, remember, they couldn't talk at all. And it's in the World Literature Textbook, all the things that they have done to be where they're at. And if you know what they have done to be where they are, then you know they got some good education, but they use it for evil. And that's what they're doing right now. So, look, once I know, I know. And nobody is going to stop what I say, because it is the truth, is fire, is too much water, is like fire and brimstone, okay? And the wind that don't spare anything. That's what they're going to get. That is what you're going to get. And you have seen that several times, right? Well, times are changing. And the more we understand, is the more we will see manifestation. The time now is no longer Pisces. It's Aquarius. And the time is bringing different things. Whereas the gods are not going to deliver what they have done on earth to these honest white people, them who want, you know, just to take over everything and talk about they have government. Just take from what we have, what the Lord provide for us. They're going to take it away and tell us that they're going to transform us. It's written. And I would like to tell you some of what they do. Right? I would like to tell you some of what they do so that you know for sure it's not a joke that I'm telling. All right? It's not a joke. All right? Now, what I was thinking is how these white people are able to come and make such a dichotomy between the African people and themselves and claim that they are the people to rule, to where civilized people don't matter. Look at the kind of things that they write and say about us. And think about where I say history says they are coming from. It's not a lie. And the same nasty thing that they give you as Jesus and God is it they use to destroy us. Law that we have of kings for orderly society. They use the principle of our law to establish their fucking sodomized life and drag the African people into it. Just a second. You know, I do these shows at the mercy of the gods because these folks, these sodomites, behaving like they are not sodomites nowadays. They're dressing like civilized people and behaving, you know, about and pretend that Christianity is something. I'm going to read some things to you and tell you what Christianity is. And you can get a copy of this document. It's not just a piece of paper. This is from a document that these European sodomite people establish as their official information. Their Christian church. Rhetoric. That's what they have here. And they tell a lot of what they, you know, what their God tell them. And if you think if African people don't write no Bible like what we think, and about prophet and all that, you know, you need to dump them stuff and read real history here. Oh, so what I want to tell you right here, this is one of their home page. And it has, you know, they welcome you, you know, it's like a blog or so. It is a blog, yeah. They're, you know, general topics, the Puritan Christian agenda, guest article, right? And they have different things here where you can come and get into. Letter to the editor, general topics. Who are we? you want to know who these Puritan Christians are, man. Look, this is, my friends, they have a thing that they call here, one place here they call recent post. Are you for baby killing, the life and death of Charlie Christ in the relation, in a relationship, comments on children's and parents' roles. You know, they have different things here. I left the Lutheran church and all these kind of things. How is Baptist defined by Greek dictionaries? Look, these people take over the world in a lot of unique kind of way that it is posing a lot of problem for African civilized people. I mean, it's like there is no stopping them now. All right. But listen, what I'm trying to tell you, this is one of the examples of how they destroy the African people. And I say, you can Google this article. The Puritans Christian agenda. That's what you can Google, and you should find it in Microsoft browser, right? You can find this article in Microsoft browser. All right, listen what these white people wrote about African people. One of the opinion most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. They rest heavily on the appeal to the pagan heritage. You hear that? You hear that? Can you imagine that homosexuals are posting these kind of stuff in public for people to read them and take it like it's something nice? Yeah, they're saying American evangelicals today, you know, it is, one of the opinions most persistently and widely held. Imagine these nasty, nasty people who come and take over the entire African world. This is what they're saying. And African people going to church and will serenade with it, and them all right. You see what I mean? simply because of what happened long ago, and we don't know. I bet nobody today would invent Christianity. But since they invented it and begin to talk all kind of uncivilized stuff, our people get into it. And then we don't have our government, our political government, kingship. So we are left alone. So what is happening now? The good gods from above, they know what kind of people they created. They didn't create these white people where all they want to do is fuck your body. They didn't create them. You know, they create the Homo sapiens, and then the Homo sapiens have two subgroups. And that's the Neanderthals. And see what they do with the Neanderthals and turn around doing to us Homo sapiens, hybrid ethnic people. You see what they're doing to us? They kill out the Neanderthals after 40,000 years. And now they turn on us, and they, since they turn on us 100,000 years ago, this is what they have become. When they interbreed and get all of these generations now carry out what sodomy wants. And they make life so diverse. It's not one kind of life. They make up all kind of conglomerate institution, okay, to carry out make a wide net. What they do is to carry different ideas. As in a wide net, they're going to draw you into the world of sodomy, and you don't know, and you don't know that. You see how they dress? You see how they dress? They dress in ways that you can tell. You know, the men look like women and stuff like that. This is the faggot world that we're dealing with, and don't know it. And how do they get to, you know, to come out of almost four million years of hominid state of humanity? Oh, they come from this now, and now this is where they are, and we cannot stop them. We can't stop them because they have millions of years of animalistic knowledge. By them getting to talk, this is why they become what they are. And only if you become a master of words and know to handle situation, it's the only way to get rid of them, because they are going to like make you get lost somewhere. Okay, if you don't know what you are thinking, what you're talking about, and how to like bring the truth to where it's hot. It's hot. They cannot stand it. So I am telling you what they have written about us. Only destroy our species of people. All right? So this is what they are telling. Lies they are telling and behaving like it's true. That's what I'm saying. Call us evangelical and that that today is that what is widely held and believed, that's the way African people are, right? That among American evangelicals, like we were Christian all along from birth. Evangelicals today is that America had essentially an origin. Where did we create Christianity from? We never, it is not in history at all. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage as the most influential. Sodomy is the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. Imagine that. They must tell you, they're telling us that for them sodomite culture is the most influential reformation tradition shaping American culture. What is American culture? It's the gods, the Elohim gods. And see the lie that they are telling, you know, you're no black people, say nothing about this. So we are done. We are dead. In such a in this context, if it were shown that the Puritans who settled America, listen, who settled America, that mean that they come here and we want for them culture. And that's what they're saying. Since when? It's not written in history. This is enough to give you blood pressure. It were not, if it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles, and there is nothing but rotten thinking, I mean, attitude and acts and way of life. That's what Christianity started at, killing the African people. That's what they were doing with Christianity. Like today, they are killing us in a different, sophisticated way, right? But when they're going to talk these kind of stuff about raise up Christianity like as something good, it's time, my friend, you know, we need to, like, go. You know, we need to learn. We need to learn the truth here, okay? Because Christianity is nothing but a faggot institution. It's a homosexual institution, cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated. Then a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire cause for a lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. So they go on to tell you, now, when I tell you that they're trying to change our sexuality, you might not accept what I say, but what I tell you is true. You heard what I just read a while ago. That paragraph. I'm going to this next little paragraph, and I'm going to tell you some more. Listen to this. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. What do you think they're talking about? Christianity. All right? The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity, the faggot Christianity. There's no other Christianity but homosexual establishment, A.D. Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. So he's telling you that the Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, the same God that African people believing in the Bible. This is what these sodomites are telling you. It's their stuff. It's not ours. They preach it to us and we accept it. Okay? Unless we find out, our eye open, we're not going to know that Christianity is a homosexual institution. It's not for African people, period. Okay? So it goes on. They believe, too, that they were on a divine mission. So, but before I get to that, they are telling you that they are bringing Christianity, carrying Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, especially written in the Old Testament. So you see what I mean? I want you to pick up these clues in what they write and what they think. And when we think that, okay, Adam and Eve was in a garden, read good, man, and you will find out, no, Adam and Eve was in no garden, man. history that tell them about Adam and Eve tell a perfect story. And they decide to split up the story and talk foolishness. Okay? And take the foolishness and preach it to us like it's something good. Right? So they're saying now, they believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place especially appointed by God to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. You hear that? It is Christianity. It is sodomy concept of Europeans. Okay? And them I tell you, the fact is, the Puritans were the farmer. Not farmer, but the forerunners. The Puritans, the Christians, were the farmer, was the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. The story about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in the garden. That's what they're telling you. If you don't know these things are true, you'll follow them. All right. And they tell you more of what they do. So I'm telling you, they take over the African people's life by tricking us, by calling themselves, in the Bible, talking serpents. You know, they call themselves Romans and all kind of things they call themselves. All right? So if you don't understand what they have done, and how they begin to, like, call themselves Cro-Magnon, and Yanaya culture, and all this kind of stuff. If you don't know these things, you don't know anything else, so you just go right into Christianity. So it goes on to tell you that John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Palestine, they call it Israel today, to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of New Israel. My friends, I'm trying to let you know what is going on. And if you don't understand that history, a record of the past, is in total the information we are supposed to know. And if you gone ahead of that, you gone into Christianity and things say it is a true institution in the world. It's not. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel, Palestine. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. When you hear something like this, you know, tremble, you don't, you know, understand what went on. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they conclude that they had the right. They said, God's people, you know, who you are prayer to? And they said they conclude themselves God's chosen people. Think about what they do. And call them the God in the Bible, their God, right? They concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians in America. God tell them to come and take the land from the Indian in America. That's true Christianity for them. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. Their mission has convert these Canaanites to Christianity. So how was African people, black people, supposed to convert into Christianity when we don't make, we don't have anything in our history for Christianity at all? So why? So they are saying, no, they're going to convert us to Christianity. And we don't understand what they're talking about. We gone into Christianity after we put into slavery and everything like that. We don't have a Africa that is ruling our government. Or not. We don't have anybody to protect us except we come to understand the truth and able to, like, spit fire, the wisdom, the truth, and let them run, go a bush. You see? And the gods will, you know, throw that stuff down on them. That's what is to happen. But the gods ain't defend us when we are here going against them. Yeah. So it goes on to say, the fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission convert these Canaanites to Christianity, failing that it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Do you understand that? All right. Worst news now, they're going to tell you what they do. If you want to go to church, well, once you hear all of this and don't seek to find the truth and stuff like that, you will perish and nobody can stop you. Because here you are getting information to open you up to seeking, you know, truth about life. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pikut Indian, of the Pikut Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. You hear that? A God in the Bible tell them to do what they do, to kill off the African people. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. This is the last line I'm reading to you. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. My friends, let me tell you something. I cannot do any better besides just tell you, you know. And let me go now over to this last segment. And this is about Anu's kingship. It's the king of Nibiru, heaven, and earth. So you know there is connection between earth and Nibiru, the 10th planet in the solar system. Because we have enough evidence here all around us, all around on planet Earth, to know that we are visitors outside of, you know, outside of here. And you see these things everywhere, beginning with the pyramids and everything else. Nobody here make these things. And you don't need to wonder who do it, because the history tell you that. Okay, so it goes on to say, Anu's kingship law by all kings, written codes on earth orders, and expel gays. Yeah, these people who you see there going on like they control up everything.
Thank you for holding on for me. All right, so this is, you know, I mean, the keen, careful listener, you will purge your soul. You don't need nobody to wash your soul for you. You have to cleanse yourself, and you do it by listening to words and get a sense of direction on what is being said, and, you know, you become responsible for yourself, you know what I mean? So that's why you listen. You don't listen to believe. You listen to learn, get knowledge of something. If you don't get no knowledge, well, you don't get no knowledge. But what if you get some? Use it for yourself. All right. The great Homo sapiens sapiens hybrid library, Alexandria. Egypt, largest, most significant libraries of the ancient world. Location, Alexandria, Egypt. Established. Establishment. Probably during established, Alexandria, Egypt, established probably during the reign of Ptolemy. Ptolemy II. Philadelphus. And that is back in 285 to 246. A.D. Size estimates vary. Somewhere between 40,000 and 400,000 scrolls, perhaps equivalent to roughly 100,000 books. Library of Alexandria. In Alexandria, Egypt, was one of the largest and most significant libraries in the ancient world. The library was part of a large research institution called the Moseion, which was dedicated to the Moses and the nine goddesses of the hearts. The nine goddesses of the hearts. Why did Julius Caesar destroy the Library of Alexandria? The Greek middle Platonist Plutarch, c. 46 to 120 AD, writes in his life. Writes in his life of Caesar. When the enemy endeavored to cut off the communication by sea, he was forced to divert that danger by setting fire to his own ship, or to his own ships, which, after burning the docks, then spread on and destroy the great library. World history demands me, Timothy Alford, to invalidate, expel white people. Expel them out of our territory. That's what I mean. They think that they own what we have because they're fucking sodomite and don't have any sense. Nobody civilized on planet Earth behave the way they come and say they're changing the world and all this kind of stuff. Why are we following them? And they make up all these things about, you know, these institutions like them good and stuff like that, and we don't mean anything to us. Oh, come on, please, wake up. My friends, this is what I have to say to you today. And I wish I could say things, you know, in the most efficient way. But I'm just doing the best I can. I'm old, you know, and let's say the level that I should be able to operate on. But I'm trying my best. And at least to get a framework, a form to somebody's thinking that they can go ahead and do something with what I say. You know, get an int, because we are not to live the way we are living right now with these white people. Not what history say about them. You know, we cannot live like that. And they make it very difficult for us to get out from where we are. And I know that. However, they say, like, you know, if you can't the water like a dog, you're no good dog. You know, you're no bad dog. So if we do not decide to take matters into our own hands and get the right understanding and live the right way, let the Lord consider us. Let them consider us, that we are of value only when we understand. And that's what we are trying to do. I'm sure we're going to get help. And it may be for a time for us to grow. You know, when we don't see things are happening, just understand it's time for us to grow up with knowledge. And make up your mind, you see, so that you will see the time come when, yes, you will, like, nod your head and say, well, you know, it's a good thing that you set yourself to understand and to live, you see, so that the God can be pleased with us and make things work the way it's supposed to go. That's why I am here, and whatever I'm paying to do these shows. And these faggot people, they begin to, like, turn off my mic. Yeah, a whole bunch of my shows you don't hear because they decided that they don't want you to hear what I'm saying. And I'm not going to Europe and perplex them at all. So I want brimstone and all kind of calamity to come down on them. I'm not joking. It's not a joke at all. I mean, why should I joke about this? Why should I behave like I love these people? For what? They don't have enough ambition to go back where they come from, but to come here and kick us out, and everywhere we are, they come there. And think about the history of what brought us to the West. We were created not in the West. We're only born around here for some time now, but I mean, where we come from in flesh and blood is Africa. 100,000 years ago, some of us began to come out, migrate out of Africa. We cannot allow these white people to do the kind of stuff that
we are reading in history that we didn't know. We don't know. We don't allow them to do that. But if we don't read and come to the knowledge, there's no way we'll have a voice to talk to them, because they know far beyond us. But guess what? They are riding under a lot of lies that we have not known. But now, when we come to find out, you know, now they are not happy. They are uncomfortable. But you wait until we come to that climax. You see, we're no more time for them to skylark. You see what I mean? Then see the manifestation. If we only live right. The church is not ours. Stop going to church. Stop going to church. Roman Catholic Church is the same as Christianity. And if you don't know that, that's too bad for you. Read and find out and get your right direction to live your life until you're dead. And that's it. You'll see what over the other side is like. But you don't want to go over there and you're a Christian. So you take good care of yourself. And I would say, have a nice day. And see you on the next edition. And you take good care, because I'm taking care here too. All right? I have a little time, can play a little tune, and let's see how well we can do with that.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Just to touch you.